they're looked upon as empty uniforms.
Yes.
The so-called elite that are using them mm-hmm. could not care less.
Exactly.
Absolutely. If they don't fit their agenda, they're out.
They're just
and
so
like
boring.
You, once again, we talked about Iran before. Mm-hmm. Look at every time, like Khomeini or, mm-hmm. or so on, when the army becomes too strong, what happens? They chop the head of the generals.
Yes.
Okay, new generals go up, they get some time, then a new generation comes up when the army starts to become a threat
yes.
for the dictator. Mm-hmm. They had to kill them.
Yes.
So these people in uniform had to understand that they're very disposable
yes.
and that there's no loyalty. They think that, oh, I've been in this service for so many years, but they will be chopped out.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they're not needed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the elite, I would just say, like we said before, it is very obvious for people with experience in this area to mm-hmm. see that the game is over.
Yes.
We're past the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
The whole movement is moving and it's unstoppable. It's the thing, one thing you cannot stop. When an idea spreads like it's spreading now, you can't stop it. You can stop yeah. everything else. You can try and kill people. You yeah. can try and run them over. You can
yes.
throw rocks and
let
you
them.
Can put them in jail. But once the idea, the whole way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
it's unstoppable. And this is the beautiful thing we're seeing at the moment.
Yes.
Where it's just booming all over the globe.
Yeah.
And like we said about these things, oh, but there's so much horror in the world. Says who? Says the black box that
exactly.
is standing in front of us.
Exactly.
Designed to pump fear into our mind.
Mm-hmm.
They look everywhere to find things that, oh, maybe I can film this so that
yeah.
I can get afraid.
Yes.
Maybe like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or they set these false flag things up. If they can't find it out in real life,
mm-hmm.
they make it up.
Yes.
They, you know?
Exactly.
Every time you go,
every time.
If it's in a country like Iran or Sudan
mm-hmm.
or like that, and you see people burning an American flag,
yes.
I can guarantee you can chop off my right arm if these people have not been paid
exactly.
by the TV crew. They're always kids,
yeah.
and they're Marbat America.
Yeah,
Marbat.
I mean, how stupid? How stupid can that be? You know,
I was in Tehran once. I saw a group like that being filmed.
Yeah.
I mean, Tehran. How many millions of people are there? And the crew was filming like
yeah.
11 people with a flag. You know, saying,
yeah.
whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
whoa, not understanding.
And who in the right mind, Oli, who in the right mind would think that revolting, protesting, burning flags, I mean, who cares? Nobody, forget it, there's no time for a revolution. It's evolution, period.
So I would be a black box, the one that is standing in front of everybody in the room.
Yeah.
I would suggest turn it off. Turn towards your family,
mm-hmm.
you know, start talking to each other, start playing with your kids, go out, hug a neighbor, hug a tree, hug a policeman even better.
Yes.
And just every time you feel depressed, reach out a hand and help someone, because
mm-hmm.
when you help someone,
yeah.
there's a miracle that happens there. If you help without expecting anything in return,
yes.
when you just help, you feel better,
mm-hmm.
that raises your energy. The one you help
mm-hmm.
can feel that
yeah.
and they raise their energy, and anyone who sees that act of kindness, their awareness goes up.
Yes.
So that's the way to deal with these challenging times, you know, because they can only control us when our energy is on a low, low level. That's
exactly.
why they're trying to scare the shit out of us.
Exactly.
So,
thank you.
All this terror and fake, you name it, mass shootings and whatever
yeah.
it is. They're trying to get us down, down, down with
exactly.
fear so that they can
yeah.
control it. Because if we are high in spirit, if our hearts are filled with gratitude and love, they can't reach us.
Yes. Ole, let me try to, for our listeners, viewers, let me just try, at least try, attempt to describe this feeling or this consciousness I've been having now, lately. It's like transcending, like layers of magnetic gravitational fields are like flowing through my magnetic, because consciousness is made of magnetic gravitational fields. And if you have different layers from other sources, from other whatever entities or brothers and sisters, you emerge, you transcend, you fuse, whatever, you become one with the other magnetic gravitational field. This is how I do explain this consciousness to myself, because I try to reflect what is going on right now. It's so intense and it's so fast.
It's hard to put a finger on. I sometimes feel it's like being in the middle of a storm, and at the same time, it's totally quiet.
Yes.
It's nothing happens, and at the same time, whoa, it's going like this. And then sometimes I think many of us get sort of like a visual feeling, you know, that the matrix is starting to dissolve, like walls can start looking vibrational, or if you look at a lawn, suddenly it can start looking a bit like it starts moving a bit. Mm-hmm. This is part of what you're talking about, mm-hmm. these things where, and I think a film like The Matrix is very, very interesting to the
Definitely.
Thought behind it and what they're describing, because I think that is very much they're spot on.
Yes.
This is also what I'm trying to, in this book, remind me to come from different mm-hmm. angles. But because I think that
I haven't finished it yet. Yeah.
Whatever.
The first couple pages.
No, but Jesus, Buddha, Louise Hay, The Matrix, Wayne mm-hmm. Dyer, mm-hmm. Dalai Lama, you name it, they're saying the same things, but
exactly.
coming from different angles.
Wow, thank you.
And this is where I think like The Matrix is one that is so interesting. The core of it. I'm not talking about it as an action movie. I'm talking about the thought behind it and what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, how we're locked into this matrix that we believe is real, but it's not.
Yeah.
We're so much more than this. And this is where I think that is what is happening now.
Yes.
Where we're getting in touch with that. And sometimes we get into, it's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening. Because it feels we're not used to that feeling.
Yeah.
But this is just because everything is just raising. The energy is raising. Mm-hmm. And there's an incredible woman called Jill Bolton or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember. She's holding she's giving a TED talk about how she had a brain hemorrhage.
Yes.
And she was a brain scientist, and so she, while it happened, she was, as a scientist, she was looking at what happened in her brain, mm-hmm. and how one part of her brain shut down. And what she said was like, when the logical part of the brain shut down, mm-hmm. the other part that was left just went into absolute super bliss.
Oh my
she
God.
Couldn't see the difference
see.
Between herself yes. and the wall or anything. Yeah.
And I can imagine even that the pineal gland, the third eye, the portals of your cosmic perception opens up. This is what people cannot understand or imagine, you know, being this a fact, you know, that you need to open up whatever way, whether it be meditation or just in being in consciousness, yeah, or just through other healing medicines, you know. This is what's going on. Isn't it, Ole?
Mm. Yeah, I think so. And one of the ways to reach there, mm-hmm. I think, is when you fill yourself with gratitude. It's not a matter of just saying, I'm grateful.
Exactly.
When you feel it, the
Thank
more you,
you
feel it, the more you get in touch mm-hmm. with these levels of awareness. And it's almost like the universe, if you really appreciate what the universe is giving to you, instead of being a spoiled brat, not appreciating if you get a gift or something like that, you won't anymore. But if you start really appreciating and also start seeing the signs and the messages that are given to mm-hmm. you, because once you open up to that, it's incredible, like how signs in the street or film or something, like you ask a question, boom, it gets given
yeah.
to you. You open a book, you have a question, you open a book, boom, the answer is there.
Yeah.
You feel something, boom, you meet somebody in the mm-hmm. street that answers that.
Yes.
It's
track that.
It's incredible.
It's incredible,
once,
yeah.
The more, The more grateful you are for that, the more it happens.
Exactly.
The less you, if you don't give gratitude, if you like, and like that, you won't see it. So that's why many people say, well, that never happens in my life. It does.
It does.
But since you are so not receiving, you won't notice it. So, and I would say, once again, I do not believe that these things just happen. I mean, by coincidence.
No.
Once you start appreciating and start seeing it, life becomes magical. It's like, whoa. Because then it's also like, who's giving these messages? It's absolutely miraculous. Yeah. Where do they come from? What's going on?
When
you look at your daily problems, they become totally ridiculous.
Exactly. Life becomes fun.
That is a very nice way to follow.
Exactly.
A nice way to head towards.
I can only, you know why this interview, this talk between us, or with us, is so important, beautiful? Only because we're exactly doing this. What I just, told you in our private conversation, that we are, it's time to pick up the people where they are standing right now, right here and now. You know, not before, not after, right now. Where are they right now? You know, in this kind of condition. So, you will see, you know, there are going to be many people who will resonate with this. And I'm meeting people, and I'm just telling you this, lately, for the first time, I meditated with a new friend of mine, from a really lovely, she friend of mine. Her son is so spiritual, and we meditated together for a few minutes before eating, and I saw for the first time how could I describe that? It's like rings of violet rings coming out from some kind of entity, you know. And I didn't know where that came from. I never had that experience before. So can you confirm that, Ole?
I cannot.
I mean, you could have like thousands of examples probably from me, you know. Yeah. But
no, but I tell you, I have an absolute beautiful, beautiful yoga teacher. Her name is Nalini Chelaram. A Raja yoga, it's yoga for the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens around her, she lives totally selfless. She's, her whole life is based on selfless service.
Mm-hmm.
She's the first person in my life I've ever met where there are no hooks, you know, there's nothing in it for her.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't do it to get, she just, and it's totally giving. But the things that happens around her, it's, it's really, really amazing. I mean, how things just comes to her, how money comes to her. The only thing she does with money is give it away. As soon as she gets it, she gives it away.
She shares.
And she's helping thousands of people. I can only say I filmed about almost 200 hours of her talks and put it on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nalanie, Nalanie, Nalanie Chelaram.
Chelaram, okay.
Yes, she's one in a billion, I tell you. But one thing, one day, it was amazing, like, there are these signs, you know, like, inexplainable things that, and it was in her garden.
Yeah.
And she was there with her granddaughters. They're filming it, with a mobile because it starts raining, but it's only raining like in a few square meters.
Yeah.
It's not raining to the left. It's not raining to the right. It's raining right there.
Yeah.
And she's got this little statue of Mother Mary in her garden.
Yeah.
And it's raining, but it's not rain. It looks like silver things because it's raining. You can see that it's raining.
Yes.
But it doesn't get wet.
and
the kids are just running around saying, Grandma, Grand, come and look, you know. And she's just standing there and this is just one. There's so many around her where these, you know, phenomena that just happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Her wallet is empty. The next time she picks it up, there's money in there. I mean, go figure. How does it happen?
Yeah.
But I, the more I am in this realm of reality.
Yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah.
The same way that it can disappear. Exactly. You had it, it's gone.
Yeah. It manifests. It's manifestation of wishes and intentions, Ole. I'm telling you. And it's happening right now, here and now, with an incredible rate of speed. It's amazing. It's just, I'm so thankful and appreciative, you know, for this. I'm really thankful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You need to get that. Okay, go ahead, Tom. So this is, again, our interview with Ole Damegård, Smoke Reality for Your Mind. Could you, your website again is lightandconspiracies.com, right?
Yeah, a very picked word.
Definitely.
It's
yeah, that's what I thought.
Conspiracy.
Yes.
Because I believe that I have been blessed with the task of going into these very dark and scary areas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are very frightening sometimes for me, myself personally.
Yes.
But I feel that my given task has been to go in there, but with the intention of non-judgmental.
Yes.
But lift it, yes. Go in there and just boom the light in.
Yeah.
Like I say, I feel very blessed to have this task. Sometimes I'm not very thankful for it because it freaks me out. Because I challenge big powers, just like yourself, I'm sure. And I just feel it's an amazing time. And when I started going out openly with my books and so on, because my books are just hard facts. I mean, they've been named a bomb of truth around the Palmer assassination and so on. When I was very doubtful and fearful also for the reactions, not on my own part, but also when you expose truths that have been hidden for a long time. And if you look in history, very often it has resulted in people committing suicide or being silenced and so on.
Yes.
And I was fearful of doing that, to be responsible for that. But what happened was that I put the book away for years and years and years. And then...